This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to help you start your day right. Do you know that when you start your day in God's Word, God speaks to you through His Word? The point of opening your Bible is not to know the Bible. It's not to know principles of life. They're all there. But the main reason you open your Bible is to meet with God. Because God speaks to you in His Word. God meets with you. God changes your outlook on life. God changes your worldview. God changes your values. And as all of those things change, then your outward life changes as well because of what's happening inside. Don't just open the Bible to get the rules and expectations for your life. You won't be able to live them anyway unless you develop your inner relationship with the Lord. Then the life of God will flow through you and transform you. We're looking this week at Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, and this amazing experience of God that Isaiah had. I want to read the passage again today as we move on to the next phrase of the passage. Isaiah says, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim, those powerful angels, flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs, and he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.'" You can just imagine what it must have done to Isaiah to see the Lord. Think of it. "I saw the Lord," he says, "sitting on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple." Now, when we first read that, we can wonder, well, what does that mean, the train of his robe filling the temple? Well, his robe was the representation of his glory, and you see it says the whole earth was full of his glory. God's glory. That was what Isaiah experienced, filling the temple. Later it says the temple was filling with smoke, and smoke was another Old Testament symbol that God gave people of his glory. Overwhelming, overpowering. When the temple was first built and they dedicated it, and God came and filled it with his presence and his glory, the priests who were trying to carry out their special ceremony couldn't continue because they were so overwhelmed with the glory of God. And here's what Isaiah sees, the glory of God, and it overwhelms him. Well, you need to see the glory of God too. You need to have some quiet time with God, not prayer request time, not even worship time where you're naming the things about God that you love, but quiet time when you are worshiping God simply by acknowledging his presence and thinking and meditating about who God is and his greatness and allowing him to fill you with a sense of his glory. That sense of the glory of God will change you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.